Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Kenya. Good morning, United Kingdom. Fiji, we're saying good morning to you. We haven't called that name for a minute, but you have been a faithful, consistent partner with us. So we say good morning to everybody under the sound of my voice. We just thank God on this beautiful Monday, miraculous Monday. We're going to command an atmosphere of miracles this morning. Miracles, signs, and wonders. How many of you believe that God is still in the business of miracles, signs, and wonders? One thing we know about him, when the praises go up, blessings come down. You may not know what your praise on this morning can bring down for you. So I sit and tell you, do not stay into a place of a closed mouth. Do not get into a place where you're too afraid to flail your arms in the air. Do not get into a place where you're afraid to stomp your feet and you have to look at your peripheral vision to see who's looking at you. You get into a place where you just praise the Lord because that's what's inside of you. Praising him should be a part of you. Praising him should be your lifestyle. Praising him shouldn't even be second guess. It should not be any doubt anywhere in your mind when it comes to God. Just praising him, because I know for one thing, I am a firm believer that praising confuses the enemy. Praises break up the atmosphere. Praises does damage in the underworld kingdom to the diabolical forces. If you praising the Lord, they don't want to come anywhere around you because they don't want to get in the midst. They do not want to have anything to do with the Holy Ghost. So I didn't tell you, that consuming fire, they don't want to get in that consuming fire because they know that it's going to burn them up. So I didn't tell you today, don't you stay closed mouth. Wherever you're at, no matter what your situation is, you get up, you praise the Lord. You praise him with everything, every fiber that's in your body, every artery, everything that makes up your body, you give it to him. I don't care if you got to go outside and dig deep down and just yell hallelujah to the top of your lungs. You give God praises. I don't care if you say that your arms are too tired. You lift them up and wave them in the air like you don't care. Because one thing about God, he loves to see that we praise him. He loves when we call him out of his many, call him his many names to let him know what he is to us and what he is doing for us. Not what he has done, but what he is doing. God is a now God, and God is moving now. He's moving on today. I don't know, and I don't care what you are going through today, but I know if you put your trust in the Lord, if you believe in him, and you leave everything else, just take your mind off of everything else and put it on God, you will see some things happen in your life. I'm not telling you what I heard. I can't go about what everybody else's testimony say, but I can tell you about Evangelist Nita's testimony. I can tell you how in the wee hours of the morning, I may not have a voice. This morning it is not at full effect, but I got a voice because, see, I know how to praise my way through. I know how to stand on the wall when God say, don't you dare give up. You get up, you speak, you continue to speak. The voice is going to come. I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust in God on this morning and forevermore. So I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. And what are you and I going to do? We're going to rejoice. We are going to rejoice in it. I am just so grateful again that we are coming to our executive meeting where we place God number our first priority. He's our first priority as we sit at the table. We receive his instructions, our daily manner, our living water, and we just can come and be in his presence. And that is such a beautiful thing. It is such a beautiful thing knowing that early in the morning, you're going to meet with our Father. It doesn't matter where we're at geographically. I can tell you this. We are on one accord in the presence of the Lord. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints. Once again, it's an awesome thing to worship and fellowship with the Lord. We thank you again for tuning in with us. Father God, I increase in you and decrease in me, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God, like never before, oh God. Dear Lord, there is no God like you in heaven or earth, on earth, oh God. You who is faithful, God, who keep your promises while I walk with you, oh God. There's no other like you, oh God. We thank you, God. You always ready to turn. You always ready to be there for me, God, in the midst of my mess, oh God. And I thank you, oh God. Lord, continue, God, to walk with me as I continue, God, to walk with you and hold on to you, oh God, like never before, oh God. Lord, occasionally, God, I listen to myself, oh God, and I know that it's wrong, oh God, but I have to remember, God, that you revealed your unfailing love, God, to me, oh God. Loving by sending your only son into this world, oh God. You gave him up as a sacrifice, oh God, for my sins, oh God, so that I could live through fairly, God, through you, through him, oh God. And now I live, God, with the eternity because of your great love, oh God, because his great sacrifice, oh God. Father God, you loved me before I surrendered my life to you, oh God. Back then you gave up your son for sin for me, oh God. Knowing this, God, I can't doubt that you love me, God, that you give me every good gift because you've already given me the best gift I've ever had, God. Your love, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your love cannot be contained, Lord. Not now, God, not ever. Not by any conceivable or inconceivable thing, oh God. And because I'm wrapped in your love, God, forever, God, I can overcome anything, oh God, including the doubt and fear, God, of this world has set upon us, oh God. Lord, I love you, God. I love you right back, God, because I'm overwhelmed by your precious, powerful love for me, oh God. I offer myself as a living love and love sacrifice back to you, oh God. Use me, God, to love others, God. Lord, the way you love me, oh God. I pray in Jesus, Lord, that it's you, oh God, your precious name, oh God, that we lift you up higher and higher every day, oh God. We pray to seek your face, oh God, like never before, oh God. We pray that God, we hear your voice like never before, oh God. I pray the minds and the hearts and the ears and of the men and the women are open under my voice today to receive the word that God has for them, to surrender their life over to you, oh God, so they can receive the enrichment that you have, God, so they can receive the true blessings that you have for them, oh God. And it's in your true and precious name, oh Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I praise your name like never before, oh God. We love you like never before. It's in your name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord, Saint. Praise the Lord. For your glory, Lord, I will do anything. I will cross the hottest desert just to be where you are. How many of you have a heart and a mindset of that today? No matter what your circumstances is, no matter what your situation is, your relationship with God is so profound, it's so solid, it's so anchored that nothing and nobody can separate you from him. The love that you have for him will have you crossing the hottest desert. It'll have you even if you had to go into the fire, as the Hebrew boys did, and still have no doubt, have no worry, because you want to be where he is. You want people to know who you are. You want them to know that you are God's child. You're his faithful servant. You're his ambassador. How many of you feel that way today? How many of you are willing to go into the lion's den on this morning? In the lion's den because of your relationship with God. See, when the songwriter is right, when she wrote this song, she's telling you the love story that she has for her father, the love story that she has for God, the story that they built together. They built together in trials and tribulations. They built together in hurt and pain. They built together in distress and distraughtness. It's the love story that has been built. How many of you this morning can stretch your hands out to the heavens and tell God for your glory? I would do anything because I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. And I'm not talking about being where you are sometimes. I'm talking about being where you are at all times. I'm talking about being where you're at, being in your presence. Being allowing you, allowing you, Lord, to be inside of me,
to be inside of me, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to be my thoughts, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. But I want to be so close to you. I want to be so close to you that even if I had an inkling of what you're thinking, Father, because it's of your glory, I want to be so close to you, Father, that if I could just hear your heartbeat, Lord Jesus, it'll make things a little better. I want to be so close to you, Father, that I hear you, Lord Jesus, even if it's just a whisper that I'm going down the wrong track. I want to hear you, Father, when depression sets in, Lord. You give me the strength, Lord Jesus, to pull myself back together. I want to be where you are, Lord. I want to be where you are. Because, see, being where God is allows us to know that we are in a safe place. Allows us to know that we are protected. Allows us to know that he sends his ministering angels out to protect us and hold us up where we won't even stump our feet. Being where God is takes us into our secret place, our place of refuge. And we don't have to worry about the things that's way too big for us. Being where God is, in the times of very trouble, we can sit and say, Lord, I need you. And we know that he's right there. When you are in a place and you have the mindset that I want to be where you are, Father, the stress starts falling off. You start allowing excessive baggages to come off of you. The things that you used to worry about, you worry about no more. The repetitive prayers, they're no longer there. They turn into praises. We don't have to keep saying the same thing over and over when we're in the presence of the Lord, because he already knows. Being where you are, God knows your heart. He knows if you're genuine. He knows that it's pure. So that the favor of the Lord comes, the mercy and the grace comes double. The favor gets greater because you're in his presence. Being where he is means that you are in a place of obedience, that you love him so much that you're willing to obey his will, his words, his commandments. You're not in a self-reliant place, but you're all into him. And when I say all into him, I mean you're giving him your everything. You're not second-guessing. You're not worrying about what God is doing. You're not worrying about what other people are doing. You are so focused on getting your relationship right with God. So when the enemy and their legions come, the diabolical forces come up against you, you're already prepared because God moves you. You're already moved out of the way. So when they're coming up against you, they're not coming up against you. They're coming up against the Lord. They're coming up to against the God, our protector, the God, our way maker, the God, our provider, the God that has promised you that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Being in the presence of, I want to be where you are. I want you to really sit and think about that when you're confessing that out of your mouth, because it means that today I'm not with you because you've done something for me. What it means is when you laying on your bed of affliction and you're in a place where you can only call out on the name of God, that's what you're doing. You're not sitting there. You're not crying. You're not in a place where you're giving up. God gives you hope. He brings you hope in the time, in your darkest moment. You're on land on that bed of affliction saying, I want to be where you are. And you may be in your darkest moment, but God shows you light. He shows you the light at the end of the tunnel. You're laying on your bed of affliction, and you may can't get up or do anything for yourself, but you have a mouth. You have a mouth to speak positive words into your life. You have a mouth to prophesy over your life. This is what happens when you want to be where God is. When you want to be where God is, you take off of the old nature, and you allow God to bring on his nature, which is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, love. I cannot forget love, because every morning that we wake up, God is showing us love, even if everybody else around you stunts their nose at you, look down, God. God looks at you with a great big smile because you are his creation. He is your Elohim, and you have the authority to give him the praise for that. You have the mouth to give him the praise. When you want to be where you are, you do not grumble about the small where God is. You do not grumble about the small things that you have. You're grateful. You're thankful. You have a grateful heart, and then you walk into an area of excellency. God is a God of excellence. You walk into have a spirit of excellence because you want to show him, Lord, I want to be where you are, and this is who you are. So I have to strive to be excellent as you do. It reminds me of Daniel. Daniel, when he had a situation, when Daniel and his friends came over into the taken into captivity, and they wanted to change their eating habits. But see, one thing about them, they knew that God was a God of excellence. They wanted to be where he was at all times. And Daniel found favor with the man that was over them. And they did not have to eat. They did not have to change their eating habits. And they did not miss a beat. And I've already told you, when Daniel was in the lion's den, Daniel was walking around in the lion's den because Daniel wanted to be where God was, because that is his, that was his stance. And it should be your stance today. God shut the mouth of the lion, so the lions did nothing to Daniel. When the three Hebrew boys was in the midst of the fire, what did they do? They wanted to be, and they were where God was. They were where God was. And I want to go back to Daniel to bring up a point. Because Daniel refused to stop his praying, they a decree came in, and they didn't want Daniel and his, the people that came from captivity, to pray a certain type of way. But Daniel, because he was where God was, Daniel continued to pray, and that's what took him into the lion's den. But because of his faithfulness, because of him being in a place where God was, where his mindset, his heart, I want to be where you are, Lord. The King Nebuchadnezzar made a decree. Anybody that prayed to any other God but the God of Daniel would come into some trouble. I'm paraphrasing here this morning, but you get my point. The point is, when you have a mindset that you want to be where God is, you're going to go through some situations. Your time, the closer you get to him, the closer the furnace, the hotter the furnace gets. The closer you get to him, the more problems, the persecution comes. But the problem is that a lot of us want to abort. I want to be where you are because you do not want to go through those fiery furnaces. You don't want to go into the lion's den. You do not want to go into the deep because you're afraid that God is not where he says that he's going to be. Well, I'm telling you today, when you make that decree that I want to be where you are, and I cross the hottest desert, and I climb the highest mountains, many of songwriters have written songs like that, but you have to know what's deep in your heart, what's rooted down in your soul. You got to ask yourself, is my anchor tight enough to allow me to go to make that statement and continue to say it over and over? Has it really resonated deep down in my soul, or am I just talking? Am I just speaking? Am I just trying to boost myself up or to make God think that that's where I'm at? One thing about it, when God penetrates your heart and your courting goes into an actual love affair with God, when you speak those words, that's what you truly mean. See, even when naysayers come up against you and tell you that you shouldn't be this and you shouldn't do that and you shouldn't be here and you shouldn't, what you do is you let them know, I'm not there for that person. I'm not doing this for this person. I'm not saying this for this person, but I'm only doing it because I want to be where God is. I'm only working because I want to be where God is. I'm only walking because I want to be where God is. We have to get into a place where we understand, where we make these type of decrees and declarations. You have to be in a place to stand by it. You have to be in a place to go through it. You cannot just sit and throw things out into the atmosphere and not mean it and allow it to fall down on bad soil. When you speak these words, you are putting them out into the atmosphere and you want it to manifest. But how does it manifest if you are not doing what you say that you are going to do? You can sit and think that you're fooling God, but we already know that is nothing foolish about him. You can sit and think that you're saying it because you're in a time of trouble. This is why it is the word of God tells you not to make a vow. Because, see, when you start speaking these things, and when you get in the time of trouble, you start making promises to God and you don't follow back through to him, guess what? Do you honestly think that it's going to manifest? God is a God of action. We see it all the time. We know that the word says that he's moving to and fro. That means that he's not standing still. What you may not want to do for God, trust and believe it's somebody else there with their hands up in the air, jumping up and down, shouting and saying, God, it's me. Don't look over me this time. I might have been out there on that deserted island, and I might have told you that I wanted to be where you were. But when you came back, Father God, I just felt like that I wasn't ready, so I ran in the bushes, Lord Jesus. But right now, Father, I'm standing right here, out here, and I want to be where you are. I want to cross the desert. I want to do everything that you have for me. But I want to say this. When you say it to him, come with the spirit of excellence. Don't come with, and if you do have blemishes, bumps, and bruises, tell God, I'm willing for you to clean me up, but I want to be where you are. I'm not that person that I want to be, but I know that if I'm with you, if I'm with you, if I'm in your very presence at all times, that you will clean me up. If I'm with you and I don't turn back when the fire gets too hot, or I don't turn back when I look at the road ahead of me and I see all these big lions and bears and different things that can attack me and tear me up, that I'm going to keep walking because I realize that I'm where you are. I realize that you love me so much that you will protect me. I realize that even if they come up and they grab me, that you're going to immediately pull me back out of their arms, because you are grateful. You are a grateful God, and a grateful God who loves his children will protect them to the very end. Listen, God is a God of excellence. And when we say we want to be where you are, we have to strive. It's not an easy task, but we so easily give up on God. But yet when a situation comes, when you're down and you sinking in that quicksand, you screaming out to God with everything that you got, I want to be where you are. Grab my hand, Father. Take my hand, Lord Jesus. You start reminding him everything that you've ever learned. You get into a place that you remind him, and then you feel like that's going to take you out of the bondage, the captivity, whatever, even if it's a mind thing, if it's a physical affliction, if it's a temporary situation, you feel like the words that you say is going to bring you out. But I want to tell you something, because I was that person that used to say all of these different things. It didn't happen until I changed my heart. It didn't happen until I humbled myself. It didn't happen until I was before him weeping bitterly. And as I was weeping bitterly, he was in the midst of creating in me a clean heart. He was in the midst of renewing my mind. He was in the midst of changing my dirty clothes and put me on a new robe. He was in the midst of taking away the blood-stained banner and giving me another flag to wave in the air, a flag of victory, a flag of saying I'm no more. I don't have to be convicted of what man said that I'm convicted of. I don't have to live. I don't have to use the word convict in my life. I can sit and use the word of a faithful servant. Freedom. I can use the word. I don't have to worry about things just constantly pondering over my head, because when you enter in to where God is, and saints, that's in having a true personal relationship, knowing him, feeling him, understanding who he is, but most of all, trusting him. So when you are walking through the desert, that you can make it from one. You will not go into a drought. You will not fall on the ground and lay next to those dry bones that you read about in Ezekiel. You'll keep going. You will not have all of these fake mirages of water. There's no need to, because God will replenish you in the time when you think that you're about to give out. You may be feeling like you can't walk anymore. I don't have enough oxygen. See, that's when that fresh anointing, that fresh breath of anointing comes in, and that's when you are rehabilitated, you are refreshed, you are reformed, you are restored. That's when the reeds come in, and you can sit and keep moving, because you're still chasing after God. You're not chasing after man. You're showing God that I'll walk as far as I have to walk. If I got to swim, I'm going to swim as far. If I got to go into the fire, how long should I stay into the fire to show you who I am? I have so much admiration for the people in the Bible that came before us. I have so much admiration for the people that I know now on today that's constantly going through persecution but still hold their head up, that's constantly lied on but still pushing through, that's constantly having different situations come up but never give up, continue to move on, continue to seek his face, continue to get godly wisdom from God himself, not worrying about what man said, not worrying about what the naysayer said. See, that's what happens when you want to be where God is. That's what happens when you come before the presence of the Lord. That's what happens when you can bow down to the one and truly only God and tell him to forgive you for your sins. And Father, I love you so much, sir, that I'm willing to obey your commandments. I'm willing, Father God, if it means that I have to be disciplined, to take your rod, Father God. But all I need you to know is I want to be where you are. And one thing about God, we know that God is there. Even if you in your mind try to tell you, let me tell you something, even the atheist people know that God is who he is. All you got to do, and he is where he says that he will be, and he will do what he says that he will do. Every morning that you get up and you look at creation, that's nobody but God. Man cannot extend your life if God says it's time for it to go. I don't care what scientists do. I don't care what experiments that they do. I want you to know that there are so many that has left this earth because of COVID-19. But look how many are still standing. Look how many still have the opportunity to tell God, I want to be where you are. So with that being said, you need to be in a place of confession. You need to be into a place where you're asking God for forgiveness. You need to be into a place where you're saying, Lord, make me over, Father God. Take me back to the potter's house, Lord Jesus. No matter how many times, but one thing about God, we already know he's a God of free will. You have choices, but I sit and decree and declare on today that your choice will be, and you will truly mean that you want to be where God is, not sitting and faking it, not being into a place because you think that you're moving him. You're not moving him. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. God wants us to be where he is. God, in Jeremiah 29:11, I'm going to say it, I'm going to keep saying it, God wants us, he knows the plans that he has for us. And in order for those plans to be fulfilled, ask yourself, where do you need to be? Where do you need to be? That means being in the will of the Lord. That means letting go all of the continuous sins that you do over and over and over. When you tell God that you want to be where he is, constantly keep doing the same thing over and over, or do you confess it, ask for forgiveness? Because once you ask for that forgiveness, God is moving on. He's not going to hold it over in your head. It is placed in the sea of forgiveness, and he is moving on. God is looking for true, unadulterated people, a remnant of people that's not going to be moved about the different things that's going on around them, but focus. So when he speaks to them, when he gives them a word of wisdom and knowledge, and even a word of judgment, you're able to bring that word to the people as he has orchestrated it to be, as he has given it to be. That's being, I want to be where God is. And where I want to be where God is, if God sits and tells you on today that I know you want a 5-bedroom house, but I can only give you a 1-bedroom apartment. Because, see, I need to understand, and I need you to understand, as you need to trust me, I need to trust you too. I need to understand that the words that are coming out of your mouth, that you truly mean it. I need to see if your actions are lining up with the words that's coming out of your mouth. Because, see, we can speak a lot of things, but our actions is something else. And I'm sitting and telling you today, being where God is, wanting to be where God is, you, if you truly can confess that statement, decree it, and declare it, you're going to go through some things. Don't think that it's peaches and creams, because it's nothing about peaches and creams. It's what you make out of your life. No, I'm not sitting here and telling you you're going to live a life of hell. I look and see people have good times all the time. That, you know why? Because they're where God is. They are where God is. They don't have to worry about the outside things. And even if things are going on around them, it's not their problem. It's God's problem. It's not something that they need to stress about, because they are it where God is. They realize that they are in the secret place. And in that secret place, they don't have any worries. That secret place is where you can lay back and rest. And now when I say rest, I'm not telling you that you don't have to do anything. You still have to keep it moving. You still have to be in a place of obedience. You still have to make sure that you bring yourself under subjection and stop committing the same sins over and over. See, when I say I want to be where you are, Father, that means that I want to seek in the kingdom. That means that I have to sit and stop doing the same old things over and over. When I take my prayers and petitions unto the Lord, I'm asking him to forgive me about the things, forgive me for the things that I know I'm not doing, the things that I'm unaware of, not the things that I know, because I've been chastised about them before. I've been in the dungeon about them before. I've been in the miry clay about them before. I'm in a place where I want to be where he is, and I don't want to keep saying the same prayer. Because, see, one thing I know about God, if you just look at the heavens and you ask the song, how great is our God, if you just look around you, you know that we can never answer that question. Because every single day in our life, God is doing something new. Every single day in our life, as long as you are in a place of receiving, he is doing something new in your life. He is making a change in your life. Even if you can't see it, God knows what he's doing in you. And every day, he may be taking you a step higher. And even if you can't feel yourself moving in that step, just know that God knows what he's doing. God knows just where he's going to take you. You just have to be in a place that you make a conscious decision that I want to be where you are. You make a conscious decision that you stop going around the same mountain over and over. Even though God goes before us, even though he's to and fro, some you want to make sure that you have that close contact with God. You want to have that contact that you know that you know that you know that he's with you, that you know that you know that you know he's with you in good times. He's with you in bad times. He's with you in times that you feel like you just can't get out of situations. But you, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, have to be in a place when you make that confession, Lord, I want to be where you are, that you are in a place to receive the preparation that's necessary in your life. You have to be in a place to receive the cleansing. Some of us may have to get scrubbed a little bit harder. Some of us may, the cleansing may take a little bit different because we have soul ties just deep down in our belly and our soul that takes a little bit of time of detach. Some of us may be in a place where we may be coming and telling God that we want to be where he is half-heartedly, and God still has to do some surgery, some open heart surgery. He may even have to do some brain surgery because your mind has just went into a reprobated mind, and now he has to go in there and do some reversing of things because of the people and the places and the people, places and things that we've been around for all of our lives. But I'm sitting and telling you today is a good day for you to make a conscious decision and say, Lord, I want to be where you are. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit to lead me. Lord, I'm asking you to please forgive me. Get before the mirror and look and tell God and call out the things that's not of God and let him know I'm ready to push him to the side, Lord. I cannot do it by myself, Father God. I need you to go in there and unscrew some things. I need some oil, Father God, to loosen some things. But I made a conscious decision on the day, Lord, that I want to be where you are, Father God. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me for all of my sins, Lord, those that I know of and those that I don't, Father God, because I want to be where you are, Father God. It does not matter where I have to go, Father. I'm ready to pick up my cross, Lord Jesus, and walk with you, talk with you, commune with you, Father. Whatever it is that I have to go through, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. How many of you today can sit and make a conscious decision and tell God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Even if you feel in your mind have a slight doubt, I decree and declare that you would take a leap of faith today. You will become bold in the Lord. Your confidence will build in the Lord. Your trust will get super double. You'll have double trust in the Lord. Your faith will grow so high that nothing and nobody around you can come and tell you anything different but the Holy Spirit. How many of you today are ready to tell God, I want to be where you are? I have to say this before I get off the line. Let me tell you something. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. And I just had this conversations with my sons yesterday because, see, God is sounding the trumpet. He is sounding the trumpet. Pay attention to your surroundings. I had to let them know that you may be in the midst of saying, Father, forgive, and your day and your number may be called and you may not make it. People who you may look around and you feel that they are the healthiest people in the world, lives are being taken, breaths are being taken out of people's life. And I'm not saying that it's the Lord. I'm saying that people are in a place where they're not living like they're supposed to. People are in a place where they stuck their nose down at people that's trying to live holy, that's striving to live holy. Let me tell you something. Living a holy life is not something that you just turn over and get to. If you are holy that and you feel like you're so holy, then you don't need God. Living a holy life is a way of life. Living a holy life means that sometimes I may fall, but I'm going to get right back up, and I'm going to keep on moving. Living a holy life does not sin and say that you're not going to sin today, but living a holy life will tell you when you sin that you can get stripped butt naked and come before the Lord and ask him for forgiveness and keep it moving. Living a holy life will keep you pushing on. Living a holy life life with the Lord. Living a holy life will allow you to allow the Holy Spirit to abide inside of you. So when you make the wrong turns, you will quickly be placed into the right direction. Living a holy life is meditating on the word of God. Living a holy life is praying and fasting. Living a holy life is consecrating yourself. Living a holy life is coming with no apologies. And there are definitely no exceptions with two exclamation points behind it. I'm sitting and telling you today, saints, when you make the declaration, I want to be where you are, please, please think about what you're saying. Please do not go before my Father thinking that you can trick him and thinking that you saying these things to get you out of what you're going through. And then the next minute when he opens the door, you go back and you shut the door and go back into the same thing that you've been before. Don't you dare go before my Father and think that you can trick him. Because remember this, God is all-knowing. He knows everything. He knew us as he was knitting us in our mother's womb. There is nothing that we can pull on God. I urge you on today with urgency to get into a place that you want to be where God is, then everything that you do is for his glory. That is your purpose in life, is to glorify the Lord. Everything that you do, everything that you say, all the actions that you do is to glorify the Lord. You should never be into a place where you are just so out of tune, so out of his presence that everything go left. I thank God for the times that I go left. I got people to bring me back into the center mass to stay on my square, because sometimes we get out of pocket. But the thing is, where are you and how are you going to receive what God has for you? What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for you, it is for you. But what you need to ask yourself is, are you ready to be where God is for him to give you what he has for you? Are you ready to put all the old schemes, all the trickery, all the lies, all of the deceit? Are you ready for God to pull the covers off of you and you walk around naked with no shame in your body, no shame in your walk, no shame in your talk? When people look at you, you sit and you tell them, you wish you was where I am. You wish that you was where I was. Because one thing about it, when you get into a place and you surrender all to God and you tell him I'm ready, it's a lot of people will never be able. I don't care if you didn't murder 1,000 people and God, and you have surrendered to God. You have confessed your sins. You have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And now you are living as a kingdom citizen. I'm going to tell you this, and many may not agree. In my trials and my tribulations, even though I am a convicted felon, when my fellow co-workers look at me and they point their nose at me from my past life, I sit and tell them, you wish you've been where I've been. Because one thing about it, when you come in contact with the true unadulterated God, the one and only living God, and you develop a relationship with God, and your teachings come from God himself, you're up all times of the night talking and communing with the Holy Spirit, a lot of people in their lives would never be there. So this is why on today, when you make a declaration that you want to be where God is and it is established, you have to mean it. That means that you don't bring your shame with you. That brings that you don't bring all of that mess that you know of with you. You have gotten to the place where you have allowed him to prune you. You've allowed him. You've been through the storm. You've been through the valley. You've been through wherever. And now that you are shaven, you are re-sculpted, if that's even a word, you are ready to go where he is, and you are ready to climb whatever mountain it is. I offer unto you all today, I decree and declare, not offer, I decree and declare
that you all will make a sound decision. A lot of us say, I want to be where you are, but you have to be the person to look into your heart, look into your heart and ask yourself, are you really and truly ready? Ask yourself, is the statement, the declaration, a true statement? And if you are truly ready, do not put off what you can do today and wait till tomorrow, because we don't know. God, Jesus' arms are open. The Holy Spirit is right there. All you need to do is open the door and welcome him and let him know once he opened that door, Father, I want to be where you are. In the name of Jesus, on today I decree and declare that souls will be won. People will change. They will change their ways. Heart and heart, the plaque around the heart will be loosened. People will run unto the Lord today. They will pay attention to their surroundings and see that people are falling around them, but they're still standing up. They will pay attention that they may be in situations that only man, only God can bring them out. You're wondering how you got out of that situation, but you don't have to wonder. Just know that God's mercy and his grace, God favors us, but God is an internal God, and God looks at our heart. We know that David was a man of his own heart, but David was a murderer. David was an adulterer, but what? Guess what? God still blessing. You may be a David on today, but God can still bless you. You have to be as David did. Go before the Lord with all nakedness and cry out to him, Father, create in me a clean heart. Renew my mind, and you have to mean it. And this is where it will take you, where you can make the statement and truly mean it. Because once you make that confession to God, once you cry out to him, and really mean what you said, God is going to answer you. He's going to meet you just where you are, and he will forgive you. He will remove everything. He will reclothe you. He will fix your mouth so the words that come out of your mouth is acceptable to him. He will create in you a clean heart. He will take and dig that unforgiveness out of your heart, even that surrounded around cement, he will create in you a clean heart. I just sit and say to you all today, try him. Stop playing and try him. Because as I stated, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Tomorrow, I could get off this broadcast right now, and I'm not going to speak it, because what I will speak is that I shall live and I shall not die. But one thing I keep in my mind, that I am God's property. I am God's property. And because I am God's property, that means that I am where he is. And I am striving day by day. Every time an exposure comes, I say, God, fix me. Father, change me. So my circumstances, I'm not talking about the other people. I'm concerned about me right now. I pray for my sisters and brothers. But as far as the change is, I have to change me in the name of Jesus. So I say unto you all on today, don't let what you can do today hold you up. Do it today. Make a confession, a true confession, if you are ready, and let God know. For your glory, I will do anything. For your glory, I will fix my mouth. For your glory, I will change my attitude. For your glory, I will give you excellency. For your glory, Lord, I will fly over whatever. I will jump off the mountains because I just want to be where you are. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I sit and say to you, as we say unto the Lord, for your glory, I will do anything. Make that be your declaration on this Monday morning, this miraculous Monday morning, and see what God does. Keep your eyes open, but keep them focused on God, because God may be doing some things in your life and you can't even see it. To tell him thank you, to give him the praise and give him the honor, even acknowledge what he has done, because you're so stuck on other things. Allow God to be your focal point.
Allow him, see him in everything that you do. Even if it's hurt, see him. Even if it's pain, see him. Even if it's disgrace, see him. Shame, see him. Because I promise you, your outlook will be better. You will see a better vision in Jesus' name. Listen. We love you, but God loves you most. We will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be there. Caring is sharing. We never know what God is going to do throughout the week. All we know is that we're in a place of obedience. We're in a place where ABM, we want to be where you are, God. So I tell each and every person that's on this line right now, let that be a thought that resonates in your mind. Let it ask yourself, what do I need to do to be where you are, Father? Because I want you to be glorified through me. In Jesus' mighty name, we say peace be unto you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Let your Monday just be a great Monday. It's the beginning of the week. Command your atmosphere. As a matter of fact, command your week. Go before and command your week and just know and sit back and know and watch because God has given us the power and the authority to do so. And pay attention to the things, different things that you see. Write it down. Give God his acknowledgement. And that acknowledgement is a praise. That acknowledgement is, I thank you, Lord. That hallelujah, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and you all have a great day. God bless.
Find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel. Gotta be where you are.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be